Hey guys, awesome episode today. We do some text translations, a ghosting scenario, and we got a birth control issue. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you. Thank you. We are here Feather Studios. We're back again. Live studio audience, pumped up, ready to go. Yeah, they are on fire today. Bringing that heat. Shelby on the ones and twos.
Yet again.
He's here. It is a Tuesday edition of the J Train Podcast. Thank you for listening. Just did the show in D.C. Oh, my Jesus. Wow, what a crowd. That's right.
Good shows.
Oh, that was me all night after that show. Just sitting in bed, looking at myself naked. Ow, ow. Every 5 seconds. That's right. That's me. Feeling good about that show. Great audience. Fun crowd. I'm sorry I had to jet out. Ended up doing Strahan and Sarah doing some Bachelor in Paradise
cool.
reviewing.
Pretty damn cool.
That's right. So we had a great time in D.C. And if you're listening in Sacramento, baby, get on those tickets.
Do it immediately.
We need you. Sacramento, I'm going to be there August 22nd through 24th. And don't do the DM where you say, going to try and make it. I don't want to hear no tries. We're doers here.
Doers. Like that, those Fiverr ads.
That's right. We start, we finish, we do it to complete. We do it to fruition. Bring the crew, the group chat. Assemble the group chat.
Bring the chat, the fam, the boss.
I want your mom. I want your dad. I want your uncle. I want your aunt. I want your sister. I want your brother. I want your friend from high school that you don't really talk to anymore, but sometimes you say hi if you pass them by in the street. I want your friend from college that you hooked up, but now you guys are cool because you got it out of your system. I want your friend that you stopped talking to because when you were roommates, they always ate all your shit. I want all the people.
Every single one.
And come wearing your purple, because I know how Sactown loves its purple, right?
They go crazy for it.
Crazy for their perp. So listen, Sacramento, August 22nd through 24th, I'm coming. J Train coming. Very excited. And listen, keep making it your Instagram stories. That's the best way to share this show.
Mm-hmm.
It really. And are you on Spotify? Because I am. The Wizard of Oz is there. King of Brunch. The promo prince, master of moms, I'm on there.
Get on it.
Spotify, Instagram stories, you share, you share. See, I think if I repeat it, it becomes like a spell.
A mantra.
A mantra. Listen, we already have a mantra on this podcast, Beach by Noon.
I love that.
We're early, never late. Get to that beach. That's right. You can hear that air right now. And that's how it feels. Every time you make it your Instagram story, it's like I got to the beach at like 6 a.m. when it's a little bit cooler and there's a mist coming off of the ocean. And I'm completely nude. Always nude, but with socks on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get sand in between my toes so early in the morning. So I'm nude, just socks. And I am facing land with my balls hanging and the back of the balls just feeling that mist. That's what it feels like when you make it your Instagram story. When you tag a bitch. Hashtag tag a bitch. Hashtag beach by noon. Hashtag Wizard of Oz. Hashtag Tuesday and Friday. Hashtag J Train Podcast.
This is so much.
It's a lot. I came in hot today. Well, we had this. If you listen closely to this episode, I'm having some fire alarm issues.
This is like this happens on talk radio where like they'll be talking to a caller and you'll hear a beep in the background and you'll realize like they bring it up and the person has no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like they've sung, like for a year this has been beeping in their place and they haven't noticed.
They haven't noticed. And I'm noticing.
Oh yeah.
Because it woke me up this morning. So I could have been beached by 3 a.m. Because of this fucking fire alarm shit. But listen, you hear it?
You guys better deal with it.
I'm sorry.
It's not like we didn't try to fix
this shit. Sorry, but listen, I think it's faint enough to not. I think I'm louder than the thing.
They'll live.
So we got Shelby here. Very excited to be here with him. And I'm very pumped up. Today's guest, a newcomer to the J Train podcast, hilarious comic, Mike Lenoci. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, guys. That's me. That's me coming in right now.
That's you coming up to shore.
I have
my
own boat.
He's naked too with socks.
I am naked. I only do podcasts if I'm naked. If someone's like, you want to come on? I'm like, I have to be naked.
Turn that fan on, get naked. Socks only. This is a socks only show.
Socks only. And we don't have socks on our cocks.
That's right. We put them right on our feet.
Yep.
Because we ain't afraid to show. At Michael Lenoci on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. He's got a podcast. Comes out every Wednesday. Guys Night Out. You do it every Wednesday. Who do you host it with?
Chris Lev.
And you guys give advice.
We kind of riff on there, but yes, we have people write in.
Okay.
And you don't have to necessarily write in about relationships, but that's 99% of it.
Sure. I'm familiar with the format.
We still haven't had someone try asking something else.
Okay, so you should be great. This is what we do.
Yeah.
So we're pumped to have you. You just came from Amsterdam.
I did.
How was that?
That's amazing. That's the most amazing city I've ever been to.
Are you a weed smoker? I know that
I did everything that you can do in Amsterdam.
What do you mean?
I mean, I checked off all the boxes.
So you had sex with a prostitute?
I checked off all the boxes.
Wow. What was the crowd impressed? Now, I mean, if you're going to have sex anywhere, Amsterdam is the place to do it.
It's
like I would.
You have to go. I mean, listen, you have to just go. And see that you have to like just go experience. Have you ever walked down
the red light district?
So yes, you know what?
I went to Amsterdam when I was abroad in college. We did like a weekend, and I remember I'm not like a weed smoker. I'm more of a weed smoker now than I was then. But even now, I wouldn't call myself. I would say I'm a novice. I need to be cuddled up on the couch.
Yeah.
Safe with a like foam thing around my body. And protected from all of the Earth's evils with a movie on that's happened.
I don't want to be in public if I get high.
I
did get high and ride my bike around the city because that's what everybody.
That's the thing to do.
And that was amazing. And I was listening to Amy Winehouse.
What's more Amsterdam than that? I remember we were going to stay at a hostel.
Yeah.
And that was like the big thing. Like we're going to stay at the Flying Pig or there's some famous hostel. I might have said the name, but I don't know. Please don't DM me. I'll find out myself. So I was like, we're going to go to stay at the hostel. And I remember we got high and immediately I was like, something about getting high made me the biggest Jap ever. I was just like, nah. I'll be at the Marriott. I was just like, I'm not.
Well, probably because you got paranoid.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not dealing with a fucking, with a fucking lurch bringing me with a key to some hostel room.
I've never stayed in a hostel, so I don't even know what the experience is.
But I stayed in one that was like an old hotel, but that was not really scary. The hostel experience.
Was that also, if you've never traveled before, your first time in another country is a little nerve-wracking.
A little nerve-wracking. I was doing a semester abroad in Florence, so I was like, fine, but you're just like, you go with a group of people, you don't really, know people, but you don't know people. So what else happened in Amsterdam?
It was Pride Week, so I had a buddy from college that lives out there, so I took advantage to stay with him.
Okay.
And then he lived right off one of the canals where the parade was.
Perfect.
And obviously, I went there. I took mushrooms for the parade.
Okay.
Because those you can just go and buy. And I walked around in the
crowd.
What
do you say? Like, I'll have three mushrooms?
No, like you talk to the guy, and then they have like a whole, like a sheet of like all the different types of like, hey, this one will make you laugh more. This one will be more visuals. This one.
That's what it says on the sheet? They're like, this is like, ha-ha
like
one?
It will have like stars, like seven stars, three stars. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like all showing you which one's stronger.
But who's taking the one that like makes you fucking see ghosts? Like, why would you?
I don't. No, there's ones that will like make you see visual that I think would be really cool.
Yeah.
But then there's ones that like make you. Why are you taking ones that don't make you giggly? And like, that's the whole point.
Yeah, I would think.
There's ones that make you like, they're like, this one's the least giggly. Like, why?
Yeah.
I want to laugh the whole time.
Yeah, I want 10 on the giggle scale, one on the anxiety scale. How do I get that combination?
Well, that's going to be more like that. You have to go to a therapist for that.
That's a
therapist.
That's who they take it. Shelby, you're a mushroom guy?
You
go to Shroomtown every now and again?
I did LSD on Friday.
What?
Oh, okay. Well, that's
Shelby,
that's intense.
Bombs just, out of nowhere. What brought that on? What was it, just a nice little Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the unemployment is getting to you. What who are you with? What do you do?
I had it and I had four of them. Well, I didn't take four. I just did one little squaresy.
Okay, I don't know what that even. I don't know the.
You've never done. Have you done mushrooms?
No,
never.
Never. I've never done mushrooms. Never done LSD. I only
smoked.
Smoked.
Drink, obviously.
Drank. Yeah, that's really it. My two things.
Yeah.
I've done coke, but I'm not like here to talk.
It's not something
I celebrate in my past. But
No.
But never really too much. It was like, you know what? I was the worst person to do coke with. It was I'll have some. That was me.
You know,
like never buy. Always there to party.
If it's like a bachelor party and everybody's doing it, sure. Now I can't. I'm too old now.
Well, now the hangover's too long.
I'll have a heart attack. I feel like my heart's gonna fall out.
I do have that fear in me, and like now it's like, you know, the problem with that drug is it's not. You're not done with it until Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's the worst feeling.
The shits smell like shits you've never smelled before. I mean, I'm saying to people out there, I would be air against this stuff. But I mean, you guys, did you see like a shaman or some shit?
It was a non-visual batch.
Okay, who are you with?
So then, what does it do?
It was like, you know, you're warm feeling, you're giggly, you're smiley. I just was bored, so I did it by myself.
Shelby, this is an intervention. We're changing this podcast to the intervention episode.
Yeah, I'm actually not even a comedian. He told me, he's like, yeah, I need you to talk to my buddy. He's got a real problem. He's taking acid on a Friday in Harlem.
What?
I don't live in, please, I'm not living.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Shelby, turning his nose up at the house that surrounds us. Well, listen, we'll get to Shelby's issues later. I'm pumped to have you, Mike.
Good energy up top. I mean,
dude,
already I was impressed.
Bring it, man. Are you ready for some emails?
It makes me feel like I'm not doing a good enough job.
Well, listen, man.
You kill this radio thing.
This is what it's all about. Give them a show.
Yeah.
This is ABF, Always Be Funny. We got to bring it. Are you ready for the podcast?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a JTrain podcast at gmail.com. JTrain podcast. @gmail.com @MichaelLenoci Guys Night Out every Wednesday. Sup Jared and Shelb. Thank you for providing my favorite dating living advice in New York. I feel like you've covered this topic before, but your own scenarios always seem more interesting. LOL. I started hanging out with this kid. He's 29, so barely a kid. About 3 weeks ago, I'm 27. So 3 weeks, he's 29, she's 27. We've been texting every day and hanging out about 2 to 3 times a week, having sleepovers, etc. On my birthday, he said he was only working until 10, so I told him to come meet up with me after his shift since I would be out with friends. He slept over the last 2 nights. He responded by saying he doesn't do 2 nights in a row, and last night he wanted to spend my birthday turning 12 p.m. with me. She put in quotes birthday, like it was like the like Cinderella when the clock strikes 12. So tonight was definitely not happening. I essentially just looked down at my phone with a look of disgust and didn't answer him. This was last Thursday. I knew he was working in Montauk over the weekend, so I never responded or texted him. I wake up Sunday morning with a text saying, "Hope you had a good birthday," smiley face, and I replied, "Thanks." Tuesday, he hits me up asking if I've seen Lion King, and I said no. He replied he wanted to take me to see it, kind of being short with him because I assumed he made it pretty clear he didn't want this going anywhere. He's going on vacay, says he wishes he could come see me this week, and I said for what reason? This was his text back to me. Okay, so she wrote for what reason? She's being difficult. How do you feel about this situation? 3 weeks.
Is she done? She's done writing?
She's done, but we're going to read the text. Oh,
okay,
she sent the text.
Let's read the text before I throw
so
in.
So her response is, he's going on vacay, says he wishes he could come see me this week, and I said, for what reason? What do you think the reason?
Yeah, well,
to pick up the fucking groceries? What do you think? This was his text back to me. Ugh, I wish I was able to come see you this week. She writes, what reason? To chill? To fuck? That's pretty straightforward.
No, I think what the fuck is TF? Oh, you think that's to fuck?
I don't know.
I thought TF was like, what the fuck? Like, the fuck?
To leave chill.
To chill.
The fuck, man.
What's your problem?
I think that's, I agree.
Right? Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I don't think he's going to be that.
I mean, but what the fuck exists?
Also, but even if I'm hooking up with a chick, I'm not saying to fuck to her. I'm not going to say.
To chill. TF.
To chill, ? The fuck's your problem? Like, he's already, like, sensitive.
It's also very aggressive.
That text, for what reason? If I'm texting, I've hooked up with a girl for a month and she puts that, I'm like, oh, here we go. That's my thought.
You know, so
that's
shit's
why,
going down.
That's why I'm thinking that's
you
to
said
fuck.
You didn't want to chill anymore. Last
well, that's
week.
Not what he said.
No, it's not.
He said he doesn't like chilling 2 days in a row.
Yeah, he was trying to push off this getting serious.
But also, yes, a little bit, because he doesn't want to hang out with her on the birthday, because that is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
That is a relationship thing.
He writes, I just didn't want either of us to get too attached. I didn't want to cut you off from my life. You're mad cool, dude.
Well, he thinks she's a dude.
Well, writing you're mad cool, dude, is a stiff arm. That's a text stiff arm to be like, yeah, we're on dude terms.
Here's the deal when you're hooking up with someone. You can't get mad if that's what the agreement is.
Like, he writes, I can't tell what this kid wants. Do you think he just wants to... Do you just want to have sex with me? I can't keep hanging out and texting and FaceTiming him because I will like him more than I already do.
What the fuck
SOS,
are you talking about?
Send help and Shelb. I love a celeb lookalike. Please, P.S. I just dyed my hair brown from platinum blob, so either color works.
She's having a crisis.
Well, Shelby has
she's like, I got to change my whole fucking look.
That's right. Shelby has a...
Shelby.
A knack for finding lookalikes. So what do you think?
You know what he wants. Like, it's in the writing. What are you asking? You know he just wants to hook up. He just said, I don't want to get too attached. Like, he's not looking for anything serious, but he does like your company. Don't take this the wrong way. Also, hit me up. I'm just
she's cute.
Listen,
I don't know which one she is. She's always with one other friend. There she is.
No, she's cute.
She's cute.
She likes baseball. She likes boats.
Shelby says she looks difficult. We asked for celebrities, not her.
Listen, here's the thing.
Not her general vibe. She does look somewhat difficult. Big floppy hat is not the look of a... She's cute. Very cute.
Here's the thing. Like, you know what he wants. He put it in writing.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to either accept that. If you're going to get too attached...
She looks like Kesha.
Then move on. You have every right to move on.
Kesha.
But that's the game.
She's got a Kesha look.
That's the game.
Yeah. I think the
he's
game...
He's not doing anything wrong. He put in writing what this is. He's not being an asshole.
She took to heart the two nights in a row, but your scenario is always... I started hanging out with this kid, 29, 3 weeks ago. Here's the thing.
Also,
3 weeks, you're going to opt out of the birthday every time.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to the birthday, no matter how interested-ish you might be.
I mean, yeah, unless it's like head over heels right away. Which is like also never a good idea to jump. You don't want to jump into anything too quickly.
He doesn't do two nights in a row. And last night, he wanted to spend my quote-unquote birthday with me. I like that he's like, we did it last night at the stroke of 12.
Yeah,
that's when I gave you your cake that didn't exist.
But that kind of is fair.
I mean, it's...
It's like, I was there first.
Yeah, I was the first one. I was the one who wished you happy birthday
first.
With Jack Daniel's breath. I think you're right.
How did they start talking? Was it just through an app and then they like, or did they meet, or they just, did you hang out and you just started fucking, or did he take you on dates? Like, what? That's also a question.
Yeah, if he's just sleeping over, look at the actions.
Yeah.
Like, the actions tell you everything. If he's just, if these are just hangouts that turn into like drinking and then.
Also crazy that he's sleeping over. If like I'm hooking up with someone, I don't do sleepovers.
Really?
I like to sleep alone.
I would prefer sleeping alone in that scenario, yes.
Yeah.
But.
I'll cut it for a little bit, but I like to roll over and be by myself. But like also
and you
like.
You would say like, hey, I'm out?
No, I have a dog.
I have a dog. See, the dog is the.
He sleeps in my bed. Yeah,
king
but
of
I'm more like, yeah, I like. If I'm in a relationship, you obviously have sleepovers, but it's
sure.
just like, I mean, I'm very good at up top letting you know what the situation
well,
is.
Well, he's letting
and
her
I felt
know.
Like he did too.
Yeah.
And she's getting offended.
Anytime he says, guys want to live in this zone, and he's telling you the zone he wants to live in.
Yeah.
And it's the trust me enough to fuck me.
Yeah.
But don't get used to liking me.
Sure.
Zone.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's where he wants to live. Anytime someone calls you, when anyone writes, you're cool, you're a mad cool dude, that is them saying that I'm treating you like
a
friend who I fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, you don't have to fuck with that, but like at least he's being upfront with you. But like if that's not your style, then yeah, you should part ways.
What should she do differently? Is there something here that you see? That she
no, no. I mean, that's just the game. Like, there's no blueprint to anything when it comes to this dating. Like, you know, on my podcast, the same thing. You get all these stories. It's relatively the same. People get confused. Like, there's no right answer. It's just like, what the fuck do you want?
Yeah.
Like, stop. Like, if you are looking to be in a relationship, then move on. This isn't what this is going to be.
The thing that she does is she says she knows at the end of her email, she writes, if I can't keep hanging out and texting and FaceTiming him because I will like him more than I already do. That's the text you send him.
Yeah.
To get the answer you don't want to hear.
Yes.
So it's like you can live in this zone of like, what does he mean? What is it going on? Does he want to fuck me? Of course he wants to fuck you with no consequences.
Yeah.
So you just stated what you want.
Yeah.
She stated, I want to dig in because he's cool.
Yeah, you like him.
But
like
I know if I go any further, I'm going to get my heart broken. So you have to let him know, I want to go out with you.
But maybe he might be like, oh, fuck, and then say no. And then 2 weeks later, be like, I made a mistake. I miss you. You never know.
The likely scenario is he will try to keep you around in his zone by saying, no, I'm having fun. Or he'll end it right there by saying, hey, that's not what I'm looking
for. Yeah, if he likes you a little bit, he'll try to keep you around for sure. Because he might not be sure either. But, I mean, you know what to do. It's literally like, write that text.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. @MichaelLanocci. Michael Lanocci, Guys Night Out every Wednesday or something. JTrain, I was just referred to your pod recently from a friend and binged about a year's worth of content. Thanks for your wealth of knowledge and realness. I'll make this quick. I met a guy through a friend, obviously preferred these days, on Saturday and exchanged numbers. I didn't hear from him until Tuesday night when I get this text. Hey, hope you're having a great week so far. It was fun meeting you on Saturday. Let me know if you're free one night soon and open a meeting up for a drink. And then he puts in parentheses, or something. I've gotten the or something before and would rather guys just make a solid plan. What does or something actually mean? Also, is there a 48-hour texting rule?
I didn't know that there was a rule.
There was ever a rule. I think if he texts you the week of the exchange.
That was nice of him.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think I think you're being a little too ticky-tacky. If it matters, he's 30, I'm 29. Would love a celeb lookalike from the ever-knowing classic show. Big fan of his photography work. Well, you got a fan here. I very often am told I look like this person. I want to see if he chooses her as well. So she's giving the pictures. Uh-huh. I'm gonna let her. Here are the pictures she gave. I got three pictures up. Shelby's going to give his celebrity, and then we're going to show the one that she thinks she gets. Okay? What do you think of her situation? What do you think of the or something? We'll throw away her question about the 48-hour rule. We both don't believe in that.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't know what's going on in someone's life, especially you don't know them yet. So.
He could get to you in a month and go, and you would still have to look at him as a prospect if he went, hey, I had a lot going on. We exchanged numbers, like maybe ending a relationship, sure, whatever it is. But I thought of you. The fact that he thought of you to text is a nice thing.
Yeah,
Shelby, do you have a celebrity?
I had a brunette, Amanda Seyfried.
She gave, ooh, she gets a different one.
Who?
Kristen Stewart. I see Kristen Stewart. I see Amanda Seyfried.
I see a delusional person.
Come on.
I think she's cute, but what do we think? What do you think of or something?
The something, all right. I don't want to just say stuff that might not be true, but like,
hey,
or something.
Let me read the text again. Yeah. Hey, hope you're having a great week so far. It was fun meeting you on Saturday. Let me know if you're free one night soon and open to meeting up for a drink or something. Man, if I was his friend, I would have taken out that or something so fucking
Isn't it
quick.
Funny how much something like that will fuck with a girl?
I think with a girl, but also like, why even write that? What are
because
you getting at?
I'll tell you why. This is what I think maybe. I don't want to say for sure because I don't know the guy. If I saw a picture, I could confirm it. The or something could be, let me see if I can get her to maybe want to just chill without getting a drink because he's looking for a quick fuck. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I think I understand, though, the fact that it didn't happen that Saturday night when they exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
That tells him everything he needs to know. The or something, even to put it in, to reach for that, like you're reaching. Like I don't even see.
But that could
the scenario
that might not
but
be
what
it
scenario?
Is.
In what scenario is any girl writing back? I'll take the or something. Like I know, believe me, there's women that listen to this that are saying, oh, no, I like to go out and fuck. Okay, fine, but. Most people want to be taken out, and he knows that by writing this text to
begin
with.
Maybe he's not confident in himself of like...
Yeah, it's a lack of...
Because
you're right.
maybe he's expecting, like, if I write or something, she'll be like, how about we do this? He wants her to suggest something. He's a beta. Maybe he's a beta.
I think, and she writes, I've gotten the or something before and would rather guys make a solid plan.
Well, everybody would. Yeah, that's hey, guys, golden rule, set the fucking date up first.
Just make a plan.
All right?
Just go for it and be told no, but I think...
Yeah.
For her,
the drink is fine. That was fine. Just say the drink or coffee, whatever you want to do.
Well,
if you haven't met, if you've met already, you don't need to do coffee.
Here's what you do to see, to kind of like, I would return the serve. And I'm not saying, you're looking to volley a little bit.
Yeah.
So like if I were her, I would write back, hey, great hearing from you. I'm busy. Blankety blankety blank. I'm free on this day. Let's do drinks.
Yeah.
And then if he can't make a plan from that,
yeah,
then you got to say, hey, dude, this ain't going to happen.
This is ridiculous.
So,
but also, this is the beginning. Stop looking for reasons to not go on a date.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
They met in person through a friend.
You're obviously interested.
Yeah.
So like stop. You're already looking for reasons to not.
Well, the 48 hour thing is her going. Tell me not to go.
You don't want to.
No, she should go.
Go.
But. Give him this benefit of the doubt that he wrote a fucking text that he was a little in his head about. He didn't have someone to go to. He obviously didn't have anyone.
Your advice was perfect.
Yeah,
write that back, set it up. I'm busy, blah, blah. I'm open this day. And there you go.
Listen, we are sponsored, people. Ooh, love FabFitFun, FabFitFun. The best bang. This is the best bang for your buck. Boy, they sent a really confusing thing for us to read.
Mm-hmm. But the products.
The products are great. Listen, I love FabFitFun. Treat yourself or treat your friends. Self-care, self-love. It's like your birthday four times a year. Here's what it is. FabFitFun sends me this box every 4 months. I then push it towards my girlfriend, okay? And I watch her go through it. Like a raccoon. Yeah. She's out in the garbage can going through it, throwing the things away she doesn't want, taking in the things that she does want. She's using the soaps. She's using the thing, all the goodies. And it's one of, it's a wonderful thing to watch, because what FabFitFun does for you, okay, is it relieves you of the guilt of purchasing. I love that. Because if you walk into Sephora, try it. I've walked in there. I've gone in there. You look around, you go, I don't deserve it. What do I need that for? Oh, it's too expensive. FabFitFun does it for you. Their curators go through. They pick out the best products. And these aren't sample sizes. These are full-size products. And what they do is they put them all in a box and they say, here's stuff that people love. Here's what the people love. And you're going to try it. And you're going to find within that box one thing that you're going to go, now this is a part of my life. This is something that's going to be a part of my routine. This is something I never would have treated myself to.
But now you got it and you're happy about it.
That's what it's all about. It's basically getting sent all the flavors from the ice cream place. Little tests. Except these are full size.
These are full size it's on getting, a waffle cone.
Yeah, it's getting sent full drums of different flavors of ice cream.
Yeah, I want one.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you could go, you know what? I didn't know it, but I'm a mint chocolate chip guy. I didn't know it. Now I know.
I didn't know. And then, yeah, I just had this.
With FabFitFun, you get full-size beauty, fashion, and home and fitness and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Full-size products. No sample sizes of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200 in retail value. They will send you a box of goodies four times a year. This is your friends, your family, your brother, your sister, your mama. You can either customize it or you can let their amazing editors fill it up with great goodies for you. I go with the editors. It is fun. I do that raccoon thing. It is a joy for me to watch. I really do have fun watching Jess really scrounge through this box. It's unbelievable. But this subscription goes beyond the box. With FabFitFun, you get access to members-only flash sales and access to FabFitFun's TV's exclusive content from experts like Jillian Michaels and Venus Williams. Ooh. FabFitFun makes a great gift to yourself or a loved one. So here you go. Here's your free money. It retails for just $49.99. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Retails for just $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code JTRAIN, 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 JTRAIN. Coupon code JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Code JTRAIN for $10 off. They fucked up the thing. At FabFitFun.com. Get yours today. People, that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, here's what's going to happen. Summertime's ending. I'd get involved with that fall box. Little cheer up. Let's keep doing some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do two ghosts. One cup, the longest email I've ever seen in my entire
Ooh.
Life.
Oh,
pictures.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So you,
Papa JT, OG listener to You Up, now avid J Train listener. I love you and everything you do. Thank you. So I've been dating this guy for 3 months. We spent almost every weekend together and 1 to 2 weekdays in the past 3 months. Every weekend, 1 to 2 weekdays. It's pretty serious.
So, yeah, but there's definitely alone time.
I had messaged you once about him ghosting me after we had spent a long weekend together, and you said to be so available, he'd be crazy to be unavailable. He finally got back to me after 5 days and told me that I needed to work on communicating my feelings to him when he does something that upsets me. Wow. My normal response when someone asks what's wrong is nothing. Because I'm not good with confrontation or expressing that I'm mad at someone because it's usually for something that seems minor or silly. I'm going
healthy.
To therapy and working through that. This should have been a red flag because while he's telling me I need to work on my communication when I get up, he up and leaves me on red for 5 days. Telling me I need to work on my communication when I get up, he up and leaves me for 5 days. So we move past it. Our communication has been great. There are things are progressing between us. We both agree we aren't seeing anyone else and not hooking up with anyone else, etc. A couple weeks pass, and now I've not heard from him in a week. I know he's working for 8 days straight with no days off, so I knew he'd be tired and stressed, but I didn't think not hearing from him for a few days was him ghosting me. Just assumed he was busy and tired. Well, I've tried texting after 4 days of nothing. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's you.
This is not a relationship.
No. If someone's willing to take 5 days off from texting you, you're not with them.
Yeah, I mean.
Or they're living in the margins of some sort of contract that you've built. Like,
yeah, that there's no. Are you kidding? Like, yeah.
He sent me a voicemail. I left one saying, "Hey, I've not heard from you in a few days. Just wondering if you're alive and well. Shoot me a text. Let me know that you get the chance. He watched my Insta stories, and I've received no calls or texts back, emails, nothing. I'm trying to rack my brain as to what went wrong. I feel like I did something wrong, and I've got no clue as to what. Any advice or input on why he ghosted would truly help. I also realize I got to move on and not dwell on this. I'd love advice for getting back on the apps. I know it's not been that long, but I've been a little bit of insecurity with them." Okay. These are different questions. I'm actually trying when I'm on them. You got to get over this relationship first. I mean, the apps aren't going to be the salvation to make make you better. I'm with Jared.
Well, first of all, yeah, you can't dwell on what, like, you can't try to figure out if you did something wrong. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, people all the time find their own reasons why they might not click with someone, and they don't necessarily owe you an explanation, right? Would you agree with that?
I think he owes a explanation of, like the dude.
Or if it was very serious, like she said, and
yeah,
then he could be like, "Hey, I just don't think we're right for each other."
That's the thing he should have done.
Yeah. But you should also pick 5 days. If you were hanging out how much you said,
yeah,
and then he doesn't text you for 5-6 days, go fuck him. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My advice to be like, you know, with the ghosting thing is to be so available. That's not.
Wait, what? Yeah, what was she saying?
So
your advice is?
I'm thinking back to what the advice she's referring to. And I said to be so available because what did she write? So to be so available, he'd be crazy to be unavailable.
I don't know. What's that mean?
That advice is to go, "Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You need to answer me." That's more for you to know you're getting ghosted. And less
okay.
It's
not to get
them. The advice is to confirm that this person is being ridiculous.
Yes,
to just disappear on someone for 5 days is ridiculous. So her call to him and go, that's what, like, I think she played it perfectly as saying, like, "Hey, text me back." Like, I think ghosting exists because no one wants to hear the answer.
Or they're afraid to give the answer. I'm guilty. I've done it before.
Exactly. Well, yeah. You ghost because you're afraid.
I don't want to tell them the disappointment. And I don't want to hurt them.
Of course.
But you hurt them more by ghosting.
But then that person who's getting ghosted doesn't text you because they're afraid of hearing the answer that you're afraid to give.
Yes.
So it's two people living in fear.
Yeah.
So, you know, what, you know, the be so, you know, I do this with, like, people at shows that are miserable.
Yeah.
You see somebody just sitting miserable at a show and you go, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, yeah.
And you kind of laugh at them like they're a child.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the same would go for someone that's ghosting. You go, "What is happening?" Like, I if someone just didn't answer me, I'd be like, "Hey, answer me so I know you're not dead. Like, this is crazy."
Sure.
Like, and if you don't want to see me again, please, just so I know.
But don't watch my story.
Yeah, yeah. I just need to know that you're gone.
Yeah.
Tell me the door's locked to the house.
Yeah.
You know, tell me you've turned the oven off. Like, I want to know shit.
For sure.
And that's not because
Have you been ghosted?
I've been ghosted.
I don't let it. I kind of move on pretty quick. I go, "Okay, fine." But there are times when you're like, I can't even put together a puzzle of what happened.
But
you
I think
have no
what,
idea.
We're, what we're both saying and should comfort her, I hope, is we've never ghosted because we're like, "I got to run out of this house."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's our own insecurities. It's your own, "I'd feel bad." It's my own, "This is a great person that I don't even know how to tell them that I don't want to be with them because they're," you know, it's not, Yeah. I've never heard someone ghost and then go, well, I just want that crazy bit. You know, like, yeah. I don't really hear things that way.
Or, yeah, or just they weren't, like, if I did ghost in the past, it was never from something like this, though. Anytime I was ghosted or ghosted someone, it was like hung out a couple times and yeah. then they stopped responding,
sure.
which I'm fine with. But that's oddly strange. You're saying you were having sleepovers and hanging out four times a week for a couple months.
Yeah.
That's a relationship.
3 months. That's a relationship.
So this guy's a bitch.
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
And so like to ask to what you did better. Wrong. To me, if I'm her, she asked about the apps and being single. Take a minute to hang out with your friends. I would take a minute to assess, you know, and build confidence with your friends and have good interactions and have good reps in bars live in front
yeah,
of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah.
I think jumping on the apps after someone ghosts is like one of those things where you're like, you know, it's going to be, you're going to keep one, because it's going to be a lot of rejection in general.
There's a lot of ghosting on apps. Yeah, there's a lot of, hey, you two word conversations and then nothing.
Yeah, you're running to the LSD yeah. factory after a Friday with Shelby. Like, it's not, you know, you want to go and dry out for a second. Shelby, she asked for a celebrity lookalike. What would you say here?
Oh, I didn't get a look.
I gave you a look. Say, she's going to be at the Chicago show. Thank you. And if you listen, if you're out there, You Up Live is next week. We're coming to Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Toronto. We need you to come. Bring the crew. Get the group chat together. Shelby, you got a celebrity look like?
Looking here.
Well, Shelby thinks that we are sponsored people. Native deodorant. New sponsor alert. Ring that bell while you're thinking. Love Native deodorant because of what they're doing, okay? I got to tell you, some people think, there's some thinking, you know, deodorant, there's a lot of mixed messages with deodorant. Is it bad for you? Is it good for you? Is it, you know, natural versus unnatural? I was sent Native deodorant, and I wasn't the believer on the natural deodorant game. Native is fucking good, okay? Are you looking for a natural deodorant that doesn't use aluminum? Know that making that change can be hard. And I've been that person where I'm like, I want the good old-fashioned made-in-a-lab stuff. Like, I don't want that, you know, that vegan crap. But then I tried Native. It works. I'm fresh as a daisy, okay? I went on Strayan and Sarah. I didn't even sweat a bit.
I
got you some. You can use mine. So listen, but I love what Native is doing. And it doesn't have aluminum. Know that making that change can be hard. You don't want to try something that doesn't work, even if it's all natural. Well, I have a great new sponsor to tell you about, Native Deodorant. Native creates safe, simple, effective products that people use every day, but that also have over 8,000 five-star reviews, so you know it works. Native Deodorant doesn't contain aluminum, parabens, or talc. Instead, it's filled with ingredients found in nature. That's right. Native uses coconut oil because it has antimicrobial properties and tapioca starch to absorb wetness and shea butter to moisturize. It's really great. I use it. I've made the change. I've really enjoyed Native and what they're doing. And I, as someone who dates a natural deodorant person, I was like, I don't know if I'm into this, you know, and then tried this and it works. It's good. Plus, they have something for everyone. Native comes in a wide array of scents for men and women. Coconut, vanilla, lavender, rose, and cucumber and mint. And if you're at all curious about switching to natural deodorant, give Native a try. I would say give this one a try. There's no risk to try. Native has free shipping and free returns in the USA for 20% off. That's 20. That's free money for 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com. Use code JTRAIN during checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase at nativedeodorant.com. Use code JTRAIN during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com. Use code JTRAIN at checkout. Shelby, you got a lookalike?
I was thinking Melissa McCarthy.
Ooh, she does have a McCarthy-ish vibe. Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another email. You ready? We're here with Michael Lenoci at Michael Lenoci on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Hilarious comic. Decoding guys' actions on social media.
Great. I'm already into it.
J Train Classic Shelbin guest. I have a very 2019 millennial question. Wanted to see if you could help. Could you help me understand guys' mindset when it comes to social media? Guy I was seeing but was non-committal, always recently added. A guy I was seeing but was non-committal always. That is not a sentence you would speak.
No.
Let's stop writing and start speaking. A guy I was saying, this is what bothers me. The people are like, these grammar police on Instagram and Twitter. And then you're like, yeah, but all of the shit, I was like, you got to the joke.
Yeah.
You didn't sit here going, ah.
So annoying.
Like, you got to the joke.
Yeah.
So that's my job. My job isn't the fucking teacher. Your job as the emailer is to make it so I can read it on the fucking podcast. Thank you for writing it.
Guy you were seeing doesn't want to be serious.
But
cool.
Was non-committal always. But was a guy I was seeing, but was non-committal. That works. Has recently added friends, girls on Facebook. What? He will like girls' pictures and now is liking my pictures after I had to cut it off.
Wait, what?
A guy I was seeing, but was non-committal, always has recently added friends that are girls on Facebook. He will like girls' pictures and now is liking my pictures after I had to cut it off. Why do guys do this? Is he friending random girls or is friends of friends to maybe slide into their DMs? Is this a way to flirt? And lastly, why is he still liking my pics after I told him I can't talk to him anymore since he wants to be a fuckboy? Thank you for always bringing the truth and helping us girls navigate through the dating waters. Thanks.
Obviously bothering you a lot because you just typed out the email and sent it. She was so mad.
Came to us. What do we think? Facebook's a little old school.
You could still be friends with someone. If I'm hooking up with a girl and she's like, hey, no, because you don't want anything serious. And then we're still friends. There wasn't any bad blood there. I can't like your photo. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think Facebook is a bigger red flag in this than we...
She's talking about Facebook, I think.
But he's liking random girls? I don't understand what sentence she was really asking.
Well, she's saying... Here's what I believe she was saying, and I'm pretty positive. She's noticing that on Facebook, he keeps adding... friends
of her,
just friends in general. So he's adding. She's
why is she stalking him?
She's stalking him. She's checking him out. Yeah. I mean,
she still wants to hang out.
I think she's interested and curious.
Sure.
Because he's liking her pictures still.
Yeah.
So then she's going, "What the fuck? Why is he liking my pictures?" Then sees so and so has become friends with 7 women.
Yeah.
I could see the chain of events.
Do you think it's a big deal that he's liking her photos?
I think it's something that I know men do, and I'm wondering if you've done this, where guys are obsessed with not being the bad guy. Okay? So if she said to him, "I'm done with you."
You think he's feeling guilty?
I think he's feeling a little guilty.
And he's like, "Hey,
I'm still supportive."
That could be a reason, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know it's not honest. Like, he doesn't really care. He just doesn't want her going around with this bad taste in his mouth. He's trying to fix
maybe,
the taste in her
maybe.
Mouth, I think.
Yeah.
Like I think liking the pictures keeps you around. Keeps you in the social.
But you got
graces.
An extra like, so just relax. Don't you happy?
Be happy
like.
With the like.
Yeah, I'm sure you only get 10.
I mean, the thing is, you can't sit here wondering about the craziness in other people's houses.
Yeah,
you
especially
because
you're not even interested in being involved.
You're a part of this.
If
so
you guys
say,
were dating, sure, it's a red flag.
But to say to someone, "You're a fuckboy, get out of my life," and then stay friends with them on social media. You are involved in this too. So
for sure.
You can't really force someone to feel some way. You can't force someone to be a certain thing to you. You can't.
Yeah.
You're not the puppeteer for this guy.
If you don't want to be friends with him,
unsubscribe.
But like, it seems like you guys might be like, because there's people you've hooked up with that you could still be friends with.
Absolutely. But there's also like.
But yes, the other part.
If someone told me.
Yeah.
I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I would disappear into a cave for about a month at least. I think I would disappear. I don't think
it depends
I would handle
it. Yeah,
this
how
way.
The ho- yeah. If I took her on a yeah, regardless, but
you,
I guess
you're saying like
the other part of her question though. He's adding these girls. Yeah, he's got a strategy.
This is his thing. Yeah, he's sliding
in the DMs for
he's
sure.
Sliding in the DMs. He's friending mutual friends. He's going, hey, I noticed you're friends with so and so. You seem cute to me.
Sure,
but that's not your fucking problem. You already dumped him.
You're gone. So just, but yeah, stop worrying about that. But sliding in the DMs, that's a fair assumption.
She did ask for a celebrity lookalike. This is getting ridiculous, Shelby. You're going to have to start charging for this. She's there on the right, I think. Then the middle. You know who she kind of looks like? I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this as a bad thing. I hope it comes with the...
Oh, it's already. The setup is already...
It's not good.
The setup's already going to make her upset.
Because I don't want her to think She just has a look like she will mature into this look. Like, and I think this is a hot woman.
Who?
Shelby, who do you got?
Who do you think?
I don't want to interrupt.
Maria Shriver.
You go.
Roz from Frasier. Like, I think she's pre-Roz.
Oh, that's not bad.
Look,
every one I say, it's always young blank.
It's always young version
Somebody asked me the other day, I said young Deborah Messing. So
this is who you think this is?
I agree with you.
Young Roz.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. J-Train podcast.
It's never like, I'm fucking a sophomore in college. Oh, you're like a 50.
We mean this with love. Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more.
One more email.
Plan B.
Never had to experience it.
Never?
No.
I took it once and messed with my stomach. Hey, Papa JT, I have a question that's been bothering me for a few weeks now. In the beginning of June, I was seeing a guy who I started to really like. We got pretty drunk one night and ended up sleeping together. The next morning, he asked me if he had come inside of me. Boy, that's a jarring question. Even reading it. It made me go, ooh, my. You know, like.
Bro, he asked her?
The next morning, he asked if he had come inside of
me. Oh, no.
This isn't the first time a guy's asked this. Every day, I get this question. Have you had come inside you? Do I know you?
Oh, man.
He then proceeded to ask me to take Plan B and offer to pay for half of it. I'm putting out the whole thing. I had never had a guy ask me to pay for half of Plan B. So I guess my question are, what do you think? Have you asked a girl to split Plan B with you? And does a guy really not remember if they come inside of you? Or is that just a cop out? Keep doing the Lord's work. Love the podcast and frequently post on my IG story. Thank you. P.S. I don't need a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelb since I'm still not over him saying I look like Cassie from Colton season from the first time I wrote it. Well, I think that's a compliment. Yeah, to compare you to the winner of The Bachelor. Any backstory? Do you have any beliefs?
If I'm in it, first of all, I've never not known if I came in a girl. Like, I'm pretty.
Well,
I'm not that wasted where I'm just. If I'm that wasted and I'm just coming. Mm. It's probably with someone I'm comfortable with, but this sounds like it's like a random kind of hookup.
Here on the subject of cum, I will say that as someone who was like paralyzed by fear of making that type of mistake.
I get that vibe from you.
I was always on the side of like, let's discuss the cum. Like, let's have a cum discussion.
Before the sex.
Well, before or after.
Or
like,
even
let's,
while. Yeah,
let's have
I'm
a review
like,
of what happened last night. I don't think I'm saying it in the terms of, did I come inside of you? I hope I didn't sound that caveman-ish. But yeah. I have had the, we're cool from last night, right?
Sure.
We used protection. We didn't like, so like, and like.
I'm during sex. I'm like, are you on birth control?
Yeah.
I'm
mean,
like,
during
are you
a hookup,
okay?
Yeah.
Also, are you comfortable with abortions?
Do you ask that?
If I know that they know that I'm being silly, it depends what the vibe is.
So you're joking?
It's kind of a joke.
It's kind of a joke?
There's a way you say it. Like, all right, just in case, we got to go. Because then you're like, you can back out of it. They're like, you're fucked up.
This response from you should show every woman how guys feel about this discussion. Because to her, she's like, is this a normal thing? What we're saying is, yes, it's on the guy's mind.
Oh, for sure.
You know, pre-cum, the idea that, like, you know, we're thinking of the Virgin Mary. You know, we're thinking of all the routes that make this situation a troublesome one on our end. And listen, I know you might be a female listening going, rolling your eyes. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm just saying this is what goes through a guy's head.
For sure.
And, you know, in a world where, you know, you're talking two progressive guys. Who got one guy who's literally saying, you're into abortions like me, right? Like, you know, like making that joke. So, like, you know, well, this is in a world, you know.
The whole thing about the splitting it, though, is like a guy should man up and be like, listen, it's two people making a mistake, right? Yes, it's
sure.
True. You could have that argument.
You could I'm not looking to.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not risking that.
I know that a baby costs way more than an extra $100.
I'm treating a Plan B purchase the same way I'm treating a group dinner with a bunch of friends. I'm throwing my card in the middle. I'm not saying I didn't get the appetizer.
Yeah, I got this.
I'm throwing in.
Yeah.
I go whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, well, I only had two drinks versus three drinks.
Yeah.
That person
is annoying. Yeah.
Is annoying in all scenarios. So I don't think, like, I don't know what the response should be from the, like, if I were her, I'd go, really want me to pay for half? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I think you'd be okay. I wouldn't be seeing this guy.
I mean,
again,
I don't know. But they could be 20 years old. They could be 20. You know what I mean? They're like college kids that don't have money. Then it's different. If he's like, hey, I can't afford it. Can we split it? But if he was honest about it, then that's cooler.
That's
if he's just like some 30-year-old guy, he's like, yo, split this. It's your fault, too. It's
sad,
like,
day.
No, it's not. You were fucking wasted.
Yeah. You just asked
like,
if
also,
you came
if you're fearing
it,
that already, always be like ready to pull out. What do you, if that's a big fear
I would
for you.
Pick up the extra job, extra hours at the lifeguard stand
for sure.
To be able to not have to ask someone to
also
split it with me.
a good indication that he doesn't want to date.
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to be the one. Michael Lenoci, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Pleasure. Go follow Michael at Michael Lenoci on Instagram. Guys Night Out, that's the podcast. Every Wednesday, go subscribe, go support, get involved. Shelby, thank you for popping on.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. Tuesdays and Friday, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Sacramento, get those tickets, JaredFreed.com. Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, and Toronto, JaredFreed.com. Get those tickets. I'm there this week. We'll be back next episode. Boom.